States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the prayer, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in this room. Help this council make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank everyone for coming. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Layfair.
Here. All right, having a quorum. Everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting. Any additions, corrections, or questions about the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of February 13th, 2024 meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve those minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, clerk's report.
Only thing I have, I went to that home show in Peoria, so I talked to three or four different places that does windows, because a lot of the windows are starting to leak. And one guy said he would do them for, they said what they would do, it would be two windows. So this would be one, and then that up there would be a separate window. That's the only way they do them now. So one guy said $1,300 without even looking at them, each window. I'm like, okay. You know, I contacted somebody twice, and they never got back with me. So I'm going to call like three of them and see, try to get estimates on windows.
Is that for like new vinyl windows?
Yeah.
So that would...
Because those are leaking.
Double pane insulated right. Glass, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Would that eliminate the inside screen windows then?
Correct.
I mean, that's what I'd assume.
They'd take the whole window up, but...
Right.
Yeah, all new in.
I mean, that's what I'd assume.
But, you know, we still got TIF money.
Would you want them priced where they... Is there any reason for them to open? No.
I don't think so.
I don't know how many times you want to jump.
Especially in here.
Or maybe throw somebody else out of it.
Well, they don't have to open for that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, we still have some TIF money left that we should use on City Hall, maybe.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That'd be
did
cool.
You check with Window World?
I think they might have been there. I think I have one of their cards. So
I had them put windows in my rental.
And then I talked to one guy about...
And they were pretty reasonable.
Yeah. I talked to one guy about the floor over the visitor center, too. And I forgot the price he said. Do you remember, Dave?
$3,500 or something
yeah.
like that.
He said he'd sand it off, refinish it for $3,500.
That'd be six, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I'm going to call him to come do an estimate on it. So I hope that's
well,
okay.
Evan does
no,
not
that's
feel
fine.
That he's qualified to do that correctly. Well, so we need to hire someone else.
Kevin maintains
that. Yeah.
Did you get a hold of Brennan's and Ken for windows?
I can't remember if I called them. No, I haven't. The first one, the only one I'd called so far was that Bears because they had done the doors.
Yeah.
And he came, looked at them. We didn't get an estimate. So I called him back again, and they said, well, somebody's been there and looked already. And I said, I know, we never got an estimate. And they said, well, we'll send it to you. Never got it. So I'm done with that.
I know, Brandon was really good to us down to Maryland.
I mean, that's what, it didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to Columbus, you take all these estimates, and then you put it out for bids.
I mean, we got it worked. We haven't got it worked.
It's working now.
Clear, but the bottom's rotting
yeah.
out.
I think the floor in the kitchen needs looked at first.
I was thinking we go scrape the damn thing and just paint it, but...
Yeah, that guy acted like we told him the size of it and
he wanted to
what it was.
$3,500.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well,
yeah.
I told her after we discussed it a little bit here, make sure everybody's okay. She needs to call him and actually have him come look
yeah.
at it.
So I wanted to mention it first before I did anything.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's all I have.
All righty. Thank you. Moving on, Treasurer's Report. Debbie?
Other than the Treasurer's Report, I have nothing.
Thank you, ma'am. Engineer, do we have an engineer this evening? Public comments and petitions, anyone here from the public wish to address this council? No? All right. Committee reports. I tipped the attorney.
Well, you guys can't let me get away with it.
Man. See, and I wasn't gonna sign his check either, so, oh well, now I'm gonna have to. Nate, I'm sorry, I skipped you.
That's all right. Just a update on that ordinance amendment. That's into Levi and should be on the agenda for the next meeting, I believe. So. That adds the fueling stations to the C1.
All right. All right, sorry about that, got a little out of order.
No problem.
Fix my glasses, I guess. All right, committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally.
Nothing reported this time.
Thank you. Alderman Spotler's absent on sewer. Streets and alleys, Alderman David.
Okay, me and Evan are, for reasons that I'm not gonna discuss right here, the bathroom at the city garage had been removed some time ago. So me and Evan are pursuing getting a permit to put a little septic system in so we can put the bathroom back in.
David.
You know, it's step-by-step process. We done one step, we have many more steps to do. I'm gonna guess this is gonna cost a couple $1,000, $3,000. I just thought everyone should know about it, and it's something that should have probably been done a long time ago.
Yep.
Okay, everybody's good with that?
You gotta do a septic?
Yeah, tanks would be the most expensive part.
Yeah, we can't, there's sewers 300 or 400 feet away and it's uphill.
Oh, okay.
And you know what doesn't run uphill, don't
you? Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll spend a lot of money on a lift.
Yes.
One bathroom wouldn't need much of a pump.
And he talked to Becca about putting it on the, in the.
All right.
Budget, so.
And it'd have to be a full-size septic too, one household.
The tank will have to be full-size, but normally 1,000 gallons.
1,000 gallons.
Normally on buildings like that, the, of course, the size is determined by the soil, which we have done a soil test already. But normally on a building like that where it's not used as a family and there's no sink, there's no washer, there's no nothing, you know, all there is a toilet and a sink, the system is usually very small.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they mentioned they want, wouldn't mind having a washer and dryer down there for their work coats and stuff too.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be added.
Well, I think when he redoes the plumbing a little bit, he's going to plumb in a drain for a washer, but we're.
Because of coats and stuff they got.
I'm just, because I do this regularly, I'm gonna try to help Evan get the permits and all, and then they're gonna put it in.
Sounds like a plan.
I have something I'd like to mention too. Jody Grisby brought it to my attention, and she wanted to know if we would be willing to maybe mark 2 to 3 parking places in front of her boutique with her name on it. And the reason is, she says she has a lot of, you know, elderly ladies that wanna come in, and they can't park close. Well, it's, oh well, we won't come in, because walking distance is hard for them, like they're in walkers or something. And I said, well, I noticed there was a lot of parking signs up and down on the north side, hour parking, hour parking, hour parking, and we don't have any businesses there.
You know, we went through this once before several years ago, didn't we? How'd it work?
Not very good.
It didn't work.
Okay, not very good.
Why didn't it work?
The second thing, if you're gonna give her 2 or 3 stalls.
I realize that.
Nathan Collins wants 2 stalls.
Oh, he don't need any.
And the building beside him wants 2 stalls, and the Farmers Bank wants 2 or 3 stalls.
I understand all that, but I told her.
Where was it all?
But I told her I would bring it up.
Over there where Cost Law Office used to be.
Oh, the boutique?
Yes.
We just gave him one.
Yeah, we got him the handicap.
Yeah, you gave her the handicap.
Cause there wasn't one there and we gave him one for that, so.
But I said I would mention it and see what you guys thought, you know? So.
Well, I seen that yellow quartz finally gone too.
Finally?
Yeah, they sat there for 5 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Nothing more for Streets and Alleys, Dave?
No, thank you.
All right. Police and ASDA, Alderman Brad.
Don't have anything to say.
Thank you, sir. Water?
It looks like we got something in new business coming up, so.
All right.
Sorry.
Utilities, publications, public buildings and ground, Jimmy?
Nothing.
I got him jumped out later on you on that deal.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay.
I'll leave it to Evan. I don't have nothing to do. Thank Cindy filled in most of that for the windows and floor, that's a big help. Appreciate it.
All right, tourism.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir.
I have something I'd like to bring up in tourism.
Awesome.
I don't think it's tourism, I just think it's helping. We had a benefit down at the VFW for the Cooper family, and I was just in awe how well our community come together and helped this family. It was just great. I mean, we were flooded with people that fish fry, and everybody was so giving and so great. And I mean, we had a donation jar, and there was $162 in that donation jar. And, you know, and us girls, we sold pies, the American Legion Auxiliary, $176. And then give half of theirs, fish fry, which is $802. And I just thought this was something we need to share and brag on our community and our town for a little bit. Because
that is tourism. I mean, that's what people want to live in a community like this.
And I just think our little town just done wonderful helping out someone in need. And I'm bragging on them. I'm really proud of them. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on, TIF, John's gone. Citizens Committee, did Amanda leave anything for anyone? No? All right. How about Kenny with the Christmas Committee? Did Kenny leave any info for anybody? No? Okay. Everything must be going good. All right, moving on. Public Works Report, Evan Palmer. Sir?
Okay, I do have one issue I've been working with. St. James Church, they got a parking spot there on Easton Parkway. For people that attend church, and apparently some people that go to that church don't like the way the people are parking there, because they're pulling up on the sidewalk or into the grass. They would like to have that turned into parallel parking, but to me, I believe they're going to lose so much parking that they're not going to have there, they're not going to have room to, you know, keep everybody there without parking across the street. So I didn't really know what they need to do there. They need to come and ask if we want to switch it. I just know they've talked to Levi and Cindy Havens a few times on the phone about it. Mm-hmm. They just want the parking switch on that, so I wasn't sure what to do with that. Me, you're the only parking.
Like, so it dwindled down to about 3 or 4 parking spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and they have, on Sundays, they have a decent amount. They have more than 3 or 4 cars.
Yeah,
there.
10 cars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I haven't been over there to recommend a proper kind of parking that would help them out and make them happy.
The thing is, it's been that way forever, right? Yeah. I mean, that church is one of our older.
Yeah.
Parking or something.
I don't think they have, they don't have, I mean, obviously that side, I know what the sidewalk is there, and they probably do pull up over it.
I guess the first person that gets there, everyone
they,
just
they must
follow.
Yeah, they must
once
angle.
Once one person walks on there, everyone has to park.
They pull straight in.
Yeah, they could.
It looks
they
like
have
it's parallel
to,
now. That's
what
it looks
to
me. There's enough room there to pull
if
in.
They
pull straight in.
So it's their tail?
Oh, they pull straight in.
Like, their nose towards the building.
Oh, I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you.
And they're, I'm sure that I never watched a close, but I'm sure they're up over the sidewalk in that case where that sidewalk's.
What's the sidewalk look like?
It's a good sidewalk, and the sidewalk's that much higher than the parking. I know that because I hit it with a snowplow, okay? So it's like a curb. So there, you could feel that in your car. They're purposely driving up on the sidewalk.
Well, maybe they ought to just have a friendly talk with the congregation and rearrange their parking ideas.
I mean, that's what I don't understand. If it's the church people parking and it's the churches, why they ain't getting us involved? I mean.
Might be an idea in church someday.
I just don't think it's a good idea, like Evan doesn't either, to make that parallel parking.
They just need to have a chat among themselves.
Anyway, we'll let them. If they want to come and address us and present something to us, we'll listen to them.
That's about all I got right now. Other than that, I've been working, getting more budget numbers on the stuff we have. We've actually, during our budget meeting, we talked about a line storm sewer that we had some issues with. And right after that meeting, new property owner on the same lines now got a sinkhole in their yard that I got to attend to on this form. So I don't know if lining that system is going to be ideal to do now since we got a few more claps in it. It might be a full-on replacement, but I'll get some rough estimates on different ways to go about that prior to the next budget.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Anybody have any questions for Evan? All right. Moving on, we have no unfinished business. New business. Let's talk about some water meters.
I'll go with this. I'm kind of stepping out of line because it's really Kendall's department, but he had 9 of them freeze up in December. And part of this problem is after he goes and replaces them, the people do not do anything to prevent the problem from happening again because it's not costing them anything. They're not the one paying for the $150 meter. We are.
Well, if it's my understanding, none of them were in pits that froze, correct? They were all in
basement. A couple of them were, weren't they?
The recent ones that just happened were not. Those wasn't in pits. Those were all residentials or commercial buildings.
Okay.
Are any of these senior citizens?
Does that make a difference?
Well, some of them might not have the means or the way of taking care of it, you know?
I'd say no.
Then you call somebody.
Thank you. Well, maybe
because you can't let this thing keep freezing up and breaking. Do they
realize that? That they need maybe some help on that.
In the past.
Young people are poor too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're active.
Kevin talked to me about it last week, and I fully agree that if it's negligent on the homeowner's part, there's freezes, fine, he paid. But if we communicated that to them in the past, do they know that it fits?
Well, that's...
That's like common sense.
You can't communicate that with them in the past because that wasn't the past policy.
Well, I just wondered what the past policy was.
The past policy, see the old meters, it wasn't as big a deal. When the old meters broke, they had a giveaway bottom on it that was a $8 or $10 part. Not that big a deal. Now these new meters, when they break, the meter breaks. So you're out $150.
It's designed to break.
So I guess what Evan and I think we should do, and the rest of you can give your opinion here, is we ought to start charging if you let your meter freeze and we have to replace it.
How do you keep your meter from freezing?
Keep your heat on.
Well, several
it's
ways.
It's in your house. It's in your house. And if your basement that cold.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The first way to be properly install it, that would be the first solution to not letting it freeze.
Yeah.
Didn't the city put them in?
The city just puts them wherever the people have the pipe. So we're putting them where you ran your pipe, where you want them. The city does not run the pipe to your house and put the meter in. And I guess really furthermore, if you build a brand new house, you probably put the meter in yourself. The plumber would put it in. But the biggest problem is after he goes and replaces one and the people don't do anything to prevent it happening again.
Neglect.
Yeah.
Yeah, after they're told and how to fix it and that, then it would be neglect.
How do you prove that?
Second time around.
I mean, I could see if it was outside in a pit.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different story. I mean, you can insulate that pits.
Yeah.
But when you're in your basement and they freeze, then it's neglect, period. It's, I mean, I've been the same house for 50 years and I've never had a frozen water meter, so.
Did we have problems with old water meters freezing?
Like Dave said, we replaced the, I call them frost plate.
Yeah.
So we're gonna punish the citizens for our poor decision in water meters.
They're the same, it's the same thing.
But do you think, that was one.
That's all I'm saying, why did we go to these things anyway?
They're the same, but they had same problem with the older meters.
Those old brass ones never froze.
Yeah, they did.
Well, the bottoms.
I've had them freeze on meter pits before and I.
It was just cheaper to replace them.
The bottoms broke out when they froze, they had to give.
Right, it was made that way.
And like I said, to replace the bottom was $8 or $10.
Yeah, now it's $150.
They were designed to freeze and be, still be workable when you.
Were you gonna say something, Jim?
Well, I just wanted to clarify, cause it was always my understanding that everything, starting at the tap, all the way into the residence, was the homeowner's responsibility.
It is.
I mean, we put in the first meter. We pay for the first meter. If we change meters.
But you just replaced the meter.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We put in the first meter as a city, we don't charge you for the first meter. If we change the system, we put the meters in and we don't charge you for that. So that was on us.
Right.
That was your tax money, but it was on us. But anything after that, if you have trouble with your meter, whatever, if it's broken or you broke it or it broke or whatever, then that's your responsibility.
So when Evan goes out and finds a water leak and it's on somebody's property, how is that any different than the meter being frozen?
Okay. When the meter needs to be replaced, it has to be reprogrammed into our system.
Right.
So they have to be involved to replace the meter.
But they also are involved whenever there's a water break. They detect it, Cindy calls, they go out and find it, and then the homeowner's responsible to fix the leak, right?
Right.
So I guess my concern is, the reason I'm raising this at all, is if we do not charge somebody for a frozen water meter, that is their responsibility to keep it warm enough to flow water and not break, then, I mean, how does that tie in with you on everything after the tap?
Yeah, see,
if we're paying for it, not only the first time when we replaced it, but the second time when it froze, how does that not slight all the other people that have had to pay for their water lines breaking?
Yeah.
So we've given away 9 meters, is that what you said?
Yeah, 9 meters.
That was just 1 month.
In 1 month. That was just December.
And we haven't charged anybody for those.
No, because our policy in the past has not been to charge them. Because all we were replacing normally was that.
I don't think it's anything written.
We were replacing that $8 bottom before. And now that we have these new meters, like Doug says, maybe not being his idea, but nevertheless, we have them.
Yeah, we're stuck with them now.
Yeah.
It's probably time for an ordinance change then.
Well, I don't think there is a need to change the ordinance. I think we just need to follow the ordinance, because it says right now that you own everything after the tap, and if something breaks, it's your basis.
What I want to do here is
maybe spell it out as far as a frozen meter or a broken meter or whatever, spell it out that.
To take a little bit of the gray out of this, I want to make a motion that we start charging for frozen meters.
I don't have a problem with that. The reason I mentioned a while ago was, in the, is it been defined who actually owns and maintains the meter?
Yeah.
I mean,
everything start, and I'm unclear whether it's the tap and the line or whether it starts at the tap, because nobody puts their own taps in, do they? That's all.
Because you're gonna just have people say, "I'm not doing that. I didn't know."
Let me jump in on this.
Yeah, please.
When you tap the main, there's a thing that goes around the main, and there's a valve right here.
Yeah, you saw.
We owned that valve.
Okay.
Anything past that valve, and this is the way it's always been.
That's what the ordinance says right now.
All I asked was if that was already in the plan.
I'm just concerned that, you know, the 350 people that have had to pay for their own water problems in the past are now going to say, well, why don't we get $150 credit since all these people get $150?
The only difference is if we gave them a faulty meter. I think we had some faulty meters.
No, I agree with that.
And that was, we replaced them because that was on the company that sold them to us.
And Evan can tell us, is a frozen meter a faulty meter?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, I agree. If we're providing and requiring a product and it's bad, that's on us. But if not, and it's something to do, just like if I was digging a hole for a tree and I hit my water line, I can't charge the city to repair that or replace it.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Yeah.
That was my only question, we just wanted to clarify who actually owned the damn thing to start with.
And it's nothing new, it's been there forever. I mean, that's the way the ordinance is written.
I made a motion that we start charging for frozen meters.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Further discussion, I should say.
That's more than said.
All right, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, no other business to discuss. Everybody had a chance to look at the bills? Any questions, comments, donations?
I move all bills, property doors be paid.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to pay all properly endorsed bills. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark? Alderperson Clark?
What?
Presentation of bills? Aye.
Motion to pay the bills.
Aye.
Jim Long? Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right, all properly endorsed bills will be paid. No one wants to have a closed session. We will not have a closed session. Will someone? All right, we have a motion to adjourn. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.